and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Stand. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Here, but we're here, and if you give me a chance to catch my breath, and we're gonna get started in what God has for our life. Thank you for your patience. First and foremost, we want to say thank you, Father. Well, let me correct that. Not just thank you, Father, but thank you, our Father. Thank you. Thank you once again for allowing me, my Father, the privilege and the honor to come into the homes and lives and automobiles on the radio and share with your people, your children, an end time message. The greatest message of all. It's the greatest message. I say it this way. It's the greatest story that has ever been told. What an honor, what a privilege it is to be able to come into your home and share that with you. Listen, this is not a religious message. I'm going to help you understand something. We've been on this broadcast for a little while. And, we want you to understand what is the purpose for it. The reason for you tuning in to this broadcast, because God has a marvelous message for you. He wants you to know something. He wants you to know the love of God. Listen, there's a message for you on this radio broadcast today. You who are tuning in and you who are listening. Let me back up just a minute. Bishop, if you'll turn the music down just a little bit. Let me back up just a little bit. You know, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Let me continue in prayer just a little bit. We said at first, Father, thank you for allowing us this opportunity. But let's back up a little bit. Father, you know, I only thank you for this opportunity, Lord, but we want to ask you something today. And we want to ask you, Father, to fill us with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that we can know what is the hope of your calling and exceeding greatness of the riches that is available to all of us that you have for us in Christ Jesus.
strengthen us, build us up, show us who we really are, open our eyes, raise the dead, unstop death ears, and cause the lame to walk. Those who are dead in trespasses and sin, those who don't know you, Father, raise them up, Lord. Save the lost, Father. And those of us, Father, who are blinded to the truths of your word, perhaps we can see great with these physical eyes. But not only those who are us who are spiritually dead, separated from you, reconcile us. Those who are spiritually blind to the truths of your word and your love and your kindness and your grace and your mercy toward all mankind, open our eyes so that we can see that. Those of us who are deaf can't hear what you're saying, Father. Don't hear what you be speaking in the earth because of all the other distractions and all the other voices, but deaf to your word, Father. Open our ears, Father, so that we could hear what you are saying. And Father, those of us who are lame, that can walk great with these physical legs, could help us to walk, Father, in a path of your love and your purpose and your destiny for our lives. Help us to walk in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters, children of the Most High God. Father, most of all, help us to love you, Father, much more than we do. Help us to serve you much more than we do. And help us to obey you much more than we do. And Father, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. And Father, our last request, well, second to the last, help us to love one another the way you love us. And let your kingdom in our lives, and let your will be done in our lives, so that it might be on our lives here on earth just as it is in heaven. And once again, Father, we'll be careful to make sure that we give you all of the glory, all of the honor, all of the praise. And it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Now, Holy Spirit, we allow you. We invite you in. We ask you to take control. We ask you to speak through these lips of clay, to minister to our needs. Thank you, Father, once again. Hey, okay, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Now, what an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and to your automobiles and share with you all, man, the greatest story that ever been told. It's called the Gospel of the Kingdom. It's called the good news about a kingdom, and it's not any kingdom. It's the good news about the kingdom of our God. And not only the kingdom of God, but also a great news that comes along with that. All of the kingdom of heaven. Hey, listen, as you come to the knowledge of the kingdom of God, then all of the kingdom of heaven is available to us. And listen, that's the purpose why we're on this radio broadcast right now. And if you tune in to this broadcast, if you have been tuned in, and if it's your first time being tuned in, it's very important that you know the purpose. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. It's very important for those of us who have been listening to it and have listened to it that you don't lose sight of the purpose. There's a purpose for
you know, God put me on this broadcast to you. Not to make a choice member out of you, not to tell you to go to church, not to tell you, you know, about your do's and don'ts. You know, that's incorporated in it, but that's not the, that's not what his purpose for. His purpose, man, is to share the kingdom of God with you. What's the kingdom of God? What God is doing. What it is, what he doing. Many are the plans in our heart, and we all have plans. We all have in our heart, and we all have dreams and desires. And, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will prevail forever. And what God put us on this radio broadcast to come and share into your life is his plan and his purpose for your life. Not what you can do for him. Not what he wants you to do for him. That's incorporated in it, but he got to first show you something. What he has done for us. And what he's continually doing for us until, boy, it's a finished product. You know what the finished product is? You just like your Father in heaven. You have the same character. You have the same nature. You have the same functioning abilities. His image, that's his character. That's his nature. If you take a picture, you know, and they have an image of it, and if it's a picture of you, that looks just like you. That character, that nature, you know, that's God. To look just like God, not physically, but in character and in nature. The same character as God, the same nature as God, an offspring of God, a son, a child of God. That's the image. And likeness, I mean, just like it. Just like it. Just like it. That's what God doing in your life. And when the finished product is done, when all the pieces of the puzzle are put together, then that's how it's going to end up. That's what you're going to be. Just like it. And here's the good news. Here's the gospel about it. This ain't what you're doing. This ain't what you got to do to get there. This is what he doing. This is his way of saving you, saving mankind. This is his way of healing mankind. This is his way of delivering mankind. This is his way of providing for his children. He got a way of doing things. That's what the kingdom of God is. Not my way, not my church way. Not the Christian way, not the Muslim way, not the Buddhist way. We all have our ways, and they'll listen. All those ways are not no bad ways. Those are good ways. That's man's attempt to try to, you know, to please God. You know, that's why so many of us, man, you know, or so many people don't, you know, come to God, because they fail in their own attempts. That ain't no easy thing to do. In fact, let me show you how uneasy it is. It's impossible for you to do. The best you could do couldn't get you in right standings with God. Reconnected, reconciled to God. So what God is doing, man, he's doing it himself. That's what religion is. Everything that we do to try to get to heaven and please God and make it to heaven. And listen, that's a good thing. Ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. If somebody lost, man, you think it's a good thing to try to find yourself and find their home and find their destination. All those are good things. But I'm talking about a great thing. I ain't talking about what you can do to get that. I'm talking about what God, man, has already done, man, and provided that for you already. That's the kingdom of God. What his way of doing things and his righteousness. Not our righteousness. What his righteousness is, his way of putting us back in right standings with him. And boy, and that's what Jesus Christ came to bring back to the earth. To bring, watch, not to the earth, bring back to the earth. What, Arthur? Well, God's way of doing things. Let me tell you something. You know, this might not go over too good, especially in the religious world. His ways are different from our ways. His thoughts are different from our thoughts. Sometimes our ways of perceiving him, man, you know, and listen again, they're not bad, they're not evil. Listen, the thing that we do